Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
If we're sure about that, there was a little surprise shootout preseason style for Detroit and Buffalo there. Sabres score 0 goals in said shootout, though, as that just adds extra little bad feelings for the Sabres that took the ice tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Again, a 5-2 final for Detroit over Buffalo on this one. Welcome into the postgame show here. Derek Kramer in for you here on preseason game number 3. Again, a 5-2 loss at the hands of the Detroit Red Wings, and it was a tough one all around. I mean, it was rosters, you kind of saw it coming. The Red Wings had a heavy NHL lineup in there tonight. The Sabres did not, and it kind of showed a little bit in this one as Buffalo was outshot 40-18. Face-offs, they got paced around 58% for the Red Wings, 41.5% for the Sabres. The Sabres did have a couple early power play goals in this game, but unfortunately, it was nowhere near enough to get themselves the victory in this game. So how did we get here? Well, we can get some highlights for you and set up here in this one. So, first goal of the game. It was scored by the Detroit Red Wings, as that one was Mason Appleton opening the scoring there for Detroit. But then, quick tie-up, courtesy of Noah Östlund on the power play.
Falls for it back again, but he's not in a passing lane right now, so it's worked down low. Nice feed to Östlund, scores on the one-timer. That is well played by Buffalo to tie this game at one apiece with a power play goal after giving up the shorthanded mark.
After Appleton scored shorthanded, the Sabres quickly respond as they were still on the power play. Josh Doan with a really nice pass to Noah Östlund. Jack Quinn, the other assist on that one to tie the game at 1-6:23 in the first period. Unfortunately, Detroit would retake the lead before the end of the first period there, as that was Michael Brancig-Nygaard scoring on a power play of Detroit's at the 9:04 mark in period number 1. However, in the second period, the Sabres go back to the power play, and this will be our goal of the game. It's a power play goal, courtesy of a new Buffalo Sabre in Josh Doan.
1 minute remaining in the power play here for Buffalo, down 2-1 on the second. Östlund inside the line, gets a puck luck there, and a quick shot by Quinn is stopped, and the rebound is buried in the back of the net by Josh Doan to tie the game on the power play at 2-2 with 13:01 to go in the second period.
Josh Doan, a quick little chip that gets it into position for Jack Quinn to take a shot. Doan then collects the rebound, tucks it in, a nice mix of grit, energy, and skill on that play for the power play goal. Again, it ties the game up there. Jack Quinn, Noah Östlund with the assist there on the man advantage. 6:59 in the second period. Unfortunately for the Sabres, that would be it for them. And we go to our game-winning goal of the evening, courtesy of Dylan Larkin.
Takes a look, still holds it all the way back to the blue line, does the entire tour before he sends it to the net. Georgiev with a save for the rebound of Dylan Larkin. And the Red Wings captain with another one to give Detroit now a 3-2 lead.
Larkin from Bernard Docker and Lucas Raymond at the 10:04 mark of the second period does end up becoming the game winner in this one. The two other goals there, Moritz Seider with a little bit of puck luck as it bounces off of Zach Metsa and Jack Rathbone as it goes off of Rathbone's glove into the net. That gives Detroit a 4-2 lead at the 12:35 mark of the second period. And then Andrew Kopp finishes out the scoring, 18:23 of the second period in that one. As we go through the stats of this game, that is brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. The Sabres, they got those two goals on the power play. They were the only two goals that they score on the evening. 2 of 5 overall for the evening on the power play. The Red Wings go 1 of 4 with the man advantage. So the Sabres having themselves a decent night on special teams. But the 5-on-5, they got surrounded and they got hit early and often in this one. Detroit, again, 40 shots on goal in this one as opposed to Buffalo's 18 on the evening. Josh Doan, he had 2 points in this game. The power play goal, the power play assist. Same going for Noah Osland, a PPG and one assist as well, both with the man advantage. Jack Quinn, 2 points in this game, as those are also power play assists for number 22. Alex Georgiev, he's going to get the loss in this one. 35 saves on 40 shots. It was a very busy night for Georgiev on this one. By the way, the goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. And that was, again, Josh Doan when it was 2-2 in the second period. We'll get you the save of the game as well into the highlight reel as we go into it. It's brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Emmett Finney was racing into the slot, number 58, blazing through for the Red Wings, but Georgiev was up to the task in the second period.
And Detroit now spinning for Raymond, 1-on-3 as he crosses the line. Looks for Larkin, tries to go back, and he does. Oh, what a save made by Georgiev. Pad was down on the red line, and at this moment, Georgiev is going to be credited with a save to keep this a 2-1.
Georgiev had to be very busy in this one again. 35 saves on 40 shots on the evening there. The Sabres, again, it's not an easy night when you have to face a majority of NHL players on it. So it is what it is. But I would imagine the Sabres that did play in this one probably are not thrilled with the evening that was, especially when there's a lot of players that had opportunities to try to prove themselves a little bit here in this game. Particularly when you look at players like Konsta Hellenius, Isaac Rosén. Noah Osland comes away with a 2-point night on this one. But again, it is overall a disappointing night for a lot of the Sabres in this contest. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we will go around the league one last time on the evening and get you out of here and ready for the next Sabres preseason game. Derek Kramer here in the Amherst studios. Again, the Red Wings 5, the Sabres 2, dropping Buffalo's preseason record to 2-1 on the season, or on the preseason. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into the Buffalo Sabres postgame show. Derek Kramer here. Sabres lose 5-2 at the hands of the Detroit Red Wings, and it was a tough task facing an NHL majority roster when the Sabres were not dressing a lot of their NHL squad tonight. However, it did end up, unfortunately, a little bit lopsided for the Sabres in this one, 5-2, falling to 2-1 on the preseason. As we get a chance, though, we can look around the league, as there were plenty of other games that went final in this one. And that's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Hey, I've got good news. The Sabres didn't suffer the worst loss of the evening. That can go at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens. Buffalo only got 18 shots in their game. Montreal got 13 as the Maple Leafs win 7-2. However, that is not the most important thing for the Montreal Canadiens in this game. Defenseman Noah Dobson, who they got in a trade with the New York Islanders, left the game against Toronto due to an injury. He did not return in the contest. There will be a little bit of evaluation going on for Dobson after that game. The Washington Capitals winning 5-1 over the Philadelphia Flyers. Meanwhile, the Islanders win 5-4 against the Rangers. That one also going final. In the third period between the Stars and the Wild, it is tied at 2 with about 17 and a half minutes left there in the third period. One more game that's about to get started at 10 o'clock. It's the Vegas Golden Knights against the Utah Mammoth. Then moving over to football, there is Thursday night football going on tonight. And in the third quarter, it is the Seattle Seahawks up 14-3 on the Arizona Cardinals. Sam Darnold, 133 yards passing and a touchdown so far in this one. Kyler Murray, not so much luck right now. 14 of 23 for 83 yards and two interceptions. One off the hands of Marvin Harrison Jr., last year's first-round pick, really struggling in this one, as well as his season has been a bit of a tough one so far. And that, again, is Around the League, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. So, what's next for the Sabres in this preseason? We've got Saturday afternoon hockey at KeyBank Center as they will take on the Detroit Red Wings again for the second in a home-and-home matchup here in the preseason. A 3 o'clock faceoff for that game, and you'll be able to hear pregame starting at 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon with Pat Malacaro hosting you along the way there. Then the Sabres will have two more games next week against the Pittsburgh Penguins, both of them one home, one away, as the Sabres wrap up their preseason next week. So, for Kyle Powell on social media today, for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the play-by-play call this evening, Evan DePasquale on the board here, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another broadcast of Buffalo Sabres hockey. Again for you here, the Detroit Red Wings winning 5-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres now 2-1 on the preseason. But we'll see you on Saturday afternoon. 3 o'clock faceoff right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.